The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
The Rangers with a sweep of Seattle over the weekend. Now, best start after, what, 59 games? 59, can I count? Mm-hmm. In franchise history, they scored 12, 16. But I was way more impressed with Friday night and that 2-0 win. Because you can mash, and if your offense is going like this offense is going, you're going to win games. And although it's impressive, I'm not taking anything away. They're playing really well on the defensive end. Those two catches from a center fielder, long hair man.
Janikowski
yesterday. I was watching the one live. I think I had just turned it on when that hit happened. And he went, and the bullpen reaction yesterday to that that catch was great. Like, I had to rewind it, and I was watching someone different every time I rewound it just to see their reaction to the catch yesterday. But the 2-0 win just lets you know that this team is for real, I think.
Well,
and how you can win those tight games, because that was the rub last year. All those one-run games they lost. And now it's thick, it's tight, you know, hits are at a premium. But when you get men on base, you can bring them in by any means necessary. There was a sack fly one, I think that brought Semien in that sixth inning. They got that one run. Mm-hmm. And then
Seager, eighth inning.
Seager, who's mashing the ball right now, coming off of the DL, just going crazy. But Will Smith came in the ninth, and that was maybe as impressive of a save that you'll see. What, seven pitches maybe? Seven, eight? It was just boom, boom, shut the door, let's go home, 2-0 win against a division rival. Yes, that is a good, solid win.
Well, when you get to October, and this club is headed for October, don't know if it'll be the division champion, don't know if it'll be a wild card, this club's headed for October. In October, you aren't going to get 12 and 16 back-to-back. Sorry, not going to happen. You are spot on, Donnie. That game Friday is much, much more like the kind of game you're going to have to win in the postseason.
And just so efficient. John Gray, 782 pitches. That's it. That was...
Had a bit of a blister issue, or what could have been a blister. That's why he was taken out after and only 82.
You know what? After that, I'm almost like... Okay, I'm fine with that.
But they went to Grant Anderson in the eighth inning, which I thought was very interesting.
I know.
And I know he had an incredible debut, but this is a guy who wasn't really, you know, beating down the door at AAA as like this hot prospect.
Well, let me ask you something.
It was just
Sean.
A one-run game going to Grant Anderson.
Exactly.
That should give him all the confidence in the world. Yep. I mean, we talked with Chris Young on Friday, Norm, and asked him about the bullpen, and everyone talks about, oh, we'll just make a trade and bring someone in. They're trying to figure this thing out in-house. Trades are difficult to make. You know, you have to part with some prospects or some players that you really want to keep around. And if they can solve that without having to give anyone up and just kind of, you know, get other pieces around it, then you're golden.
Well, Sean, I don't mean this as a nasty comment, but what would your list of people who deserved to pitch that eighth inning look like?
I don't know, Will Smith?
Bring him two innings. Bring him right back out for the ninth. Yeah.
Now, next. Most Ranger fans don't know this guy. He's a AAA. His name is Kyle Funkhauser. Once a really good prospect for Detroit. Then encountered arm problems, switched the bullpen. The Rangers signed him, Donnie, like they signed Danny Duffy, who was a on-the-street free agent, like they signed Travis Jankowski. Teams will sign about 5, 7, 9 of these guys in the offseason. Non-roster contracts. But they're looking for, I hate to use this word, they're looking for a spare who refines it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're looking for. Jankowski has refound it. Funkhauser just went back-to-back relief games in the minor leagues, AAA, indicating his arm looks to be fine right now.
It's the dude on curve, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Marty Funkhauser.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
It
is. That name sounded familiar.
So, but back to your point and Sean's point about this team. I hate to say this. I don't wish to take the slightest thing away from Bruce Bochy and Mike Maddux, who are a fantastic combination of manager, pitching, coach. But I think often of a guest we had many times, Chris Woodward, on our show. And I wonder if Woodward doesn't look at this team and think, oh, geez, they spent on DeGrom and Uvalde and Heaney and the guys brought up during my tenure, Tavares and Young and Duran all got their baptism here, and now look at what they're developing into. And I don't wish to take this away from Bruce Bochy, but if you're going to get good in baseball, in most times, you're going to have to spend a little, you're going to have to develop a lot, and you're going to have to get lucky a little. And that's what's happened all in 1 year to the Rangers.
But Woody never had the presence that Bochy had.
He knew he was a placeholder, right.
Kevin Sherrington wrote a big article about just what the gravitas of Bruce Bochy in the room does to this thing.
I totally agree. But I wonder if Chris Woodward doesn't look from a distance and be just a little jealous of what's happening here.
Only thing that it may have with him is that you wonder if he'll get another shot.
Yes.
But I do feel that under the circumstances and how this team was built, knowing that he didn't have a chance, he may get one in the future. Not quite sure, but that's the only thing I would say that, you know, you kind of worry about him and his career. But I think he realized that if this team was going to get good, but what they were doing now as far as throwing money at everything, he knew he wasn't going to be the manager when that happened.
He could be Bo Porter 2.0.
I agree. And you know what? We've reached the crossroads of everything at once coming together here. A new, incredibly good staff. At least four, because you got to include Dunning in the development of kids. And then the spending, and then some of the spare parts. And Donnie, this team, it looks more than real.
1 through 9 especially. I know we take a lot in a focus on the pitching staff, and that's where they put a lot of money in this offseason. And Uvalde, early on in the season, you're kind of wondering, man, I don't know, but he's caught his groove, of course. Now he's unhittable. But you look at that lineup 1 through 9.
No breaks.
None.
Now you got Mitch
when
Garver
did that
back.
Happen?
Look at the 8-hitter. Look at the 8-hitter. Leody Taveras used to be almost automatic as an out a couple years ago. And Taveras is now a 300-hitter with a bit of emerging power, and he runs a little, and he drives the ball in gaps, and he can't find a way into the top 7? Yow!
And now, with that start, they've got all the air in their chest. They know they're a good team, and I think sometimes that's half the battle. Even when you have a collection of guys together and they don't play well at first, it takes a minute to realize, okay, you know what? We have a good squad. They know it now, and they're playing like it.
I agree.
It is so just all up and down that lineup, those guys know that they're really good.
And we'll see that in sports. We saw that last year with the Philadelphia Eagles. Suddenly the Eagles said to themselves, hey, man, we're good here. We're good.
Let's start acting like it.
When you look around the room and you see a Seager and a Semien and a Bochy and a DeGrom and an Eovaldi who's won a world. I mean, yeah. They, and you know what? I know that JD's did a good job and Chris Young's continuing to do a good job. Give Ray Davis credit. We bagged on him for years. But you know what? He spent $263 million in total salary on your starting rotation. That is a massive
factor
here. It is.
And baseball is about weathering storms.
Right.
They've weathered DeGrom. Garcia's not playing well right now. And they're weathering that and they're still winning. And it's going to cycle through everyone else because Seager wasn't good early.
And there's going to be an overall. There's going to be an overall offensive regression. I mean, they're not going to. They're doing historic things right now. That's going to back up a little bit. But when you have starting pitching.
But games like Friday night lets you know that they still can be in it. Instead of mashing 12 and 16 in games you know you're going to win, you score two and you still win. Again, that goes to the swag of the overall clubhouse. And we are a good team, no matter if our pitching is really good on the mound that night or it's a little suspect and the bats are going to pick them up.
You know, I think what you're both saying is, Ranger fans, honestly, stop being surprised by this team. This is not a collapse waiting to happen. The elements of a good team are here.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.